Today is Thursday, the 3rd of August, 2017, and welcome to the first official episode of Daryl's Podcast. Being a Thursday, this is going to be a more social topic, and today it is going to be regarding the comment section of websites. What are they? Why are they a scourge, and how can they possibly be improved? Coming up after the break. So as we all know, the world is full of both good and bad things. The good, we obviously have great things like internet, television, world travel, going to space, etc. And there's the bad, which is, you know, third world hunger, the fighting in the Middle East, ISIS, and this kind of stuff. But the last thing we need in the world is creating our own kind of bad. And in today's case, we're going to be talking about website comment sections. This is a particularly new kind of evil in the world that is being perpetrated by everybody every day. I think most people like to believe that, you know, we're all good people and how we define good is up to the individual. But by and large, most of us are good. We don't do anything bad to anybody else, and that's a fine, you know, that's a great way to live. However, when it comes to comment sections on websites, be it news websites, YouTube, even retweeting and replying on Twitter or Facebook, etc., anything where we are able to share a perspective based upon someone else's original content, this is where we as people, I believe, can be horrible, absolutely dreadful, even the best of us. And this is what I want to be talking about today. So why do people write horrible things? Well, I believe where the problem starts is that we are mostly anonymous online. This ability to be anonymous allows us to say and do whatever we feel like because, by and large, we don't have to be accountable to anyone. And if we use, you know, weird and wonderful usernames such as Raygun35ZRS or something such as this, no one's going to know who that is. We can put some meme as a profile picture and we can say and do whatever we want. And in a way, I get it. This gives us, as people, a way to live a double life, possibly say the things we couldn't normally do in public. But just like as if we were, you know, in a public situation, we are saying things that are, you know, possibly valid and good for discourse and conversation, or possibly just horrible and demeaning and dreadful and racist and offensive. And because no one can track us down, well, let's put the NSA arguments aside for one moment, but the average person is not going to go and track us down, find us, and actually hold us to account on what we're saying. So this ability to say and do whatever we want gives us the power to feel special and to do whatever we want. And generally, just be hurtful, or, you know, basically want to measure our size of our ego by putting someone else down. Being a technology person myself, when I look at YouTube comments, especially on popular YouTube tech channels, there's always somebody that's got to put down the intelligence or the knowledge of someone else just so they can prove they know more, that they are better, and then insult someone by the because of purely of the ignorance about something. And this is horrible because the internet's supposed to be democratizing information, sharing information, letting everybody learn. And if we just go and trash someone just basically for the hell of it because it gives us the kicks, how is this improving anyone? How is this improving anyone's life or information? It's not. What it boils down to is pure trolling. What is trolling? You're going to find out in a second. So what is a troll? So if you were lucky enough to have been born before the internet explosion, you would imagine a troll to be a mystical, big green creature, much like an ogre or a much uglier version of Shrek, that lives under a bridge and generally just causes harm and annoyance to the lives of people passing by, which is, I assume, is where the name of an internet troll originated from, a person who was basically should be living under a bridge, annoying everyone that comes by. But in this day and age, it's done on the internet, and it is done everywhere. It's not just under bridges, but under every nook and cranny of the internet. So what is the purpose of a troll? So in my definition, and this is a personal definition, not one you'll find on Wikipedia, An internet troll is basically the lowest form of human scum that exists, possibly after a rapist, which is a pretty big call to make, but I mean, in my brain, they effectively are of the same level. It's a relatively useless individual who receives excitement just by degrading others, and they actually get enjoyment and are encouraged the more you fight them and the more you try to defend them. And they're simply just a douchebag. And, you know, the more you encourage them, the more you try to, and you encourage them by basically retaliating, either by using logical argument and, you know, trying to correct them, or just by shouting back, you encourage them. And a troll has absolutely no intention of adding any kind of discussion point, to add any kind of opinion. Their sole purpose is to cause disruption and offense. And the best thing we can do when we come up to trolls is, yes, we could use things like reporting mechanisms, red flags, blocking, and this kind of thing. But unfortunately, this doesn't really stop a troll entirely, especially in the case of Twitter. When there's like no real names, policies, or anything, people can just create a new email address, create a new account, and start all over again. And it's basically whack-a-mole, constantly trying to find the problem, and then it just repeats itself. It's a pretty hard thing to break. The best way we can fight trolls, in my opinion, is to ignore them. Because if we take the advice of our parents from back when we were at school, if someone's annoying you or trying to, you know, wind you up, ignore them. Take away their power. Because if we don't respond, they'll lose interest and move on to the next poor soul. So the next logical question now is, why is this allowed? Why is trolling put up with by the major tech companies, and what can be done about it? So what are big tech companies doing to reduce trolling online? And the short answer is nothing. Yes, the companies have researched ways and tried new mechanisms in order to reduce trolling and reduce hate speech and all kinds of offensive things done in comments, but essentially they've done nothing. And that really boils down to two major factors. One, I don't think it's financially viable, and not in the sense that it's too expensive, but rather that removing people's quote-unquote ability to have free speech, you know, their services aren't frequented as much and are not used in the way people would like. And unfortunately, the way people would like to use them is in a way that, you know, causes harm to others. The other reason is that, once again, people want to be anonymous. And by having an anonymous system, they can do whatever they want. However, a few years ago, I think it was in 2013 or 2014, Google implemented quite forcefully a real names policy, where across their services, they were now requiring people to use real names on all their services. And if you try to use, you know, LongJohn25 or something as your username, it would be rejected. So almost literally overnight, the YouTube section of comments were literally transformed. All of a sudden, the comments were constructive and helpful, or maybe not. Someone's not agreeing with you, but people were not getting told, oh, I'm going to come and leave a turd at your front door or something worse than that. No, it became better. It became a great place to be. Another example is the one service everybody likes to laugh at is Google Plus. I personally really like Google Plus because even to this day, it's a place where you can get good constructive conversation, and where people who can have a particular interest can come and freely share their beliefs and their opinions, and it's done in a constructive way mostly. But you would imagine that during this this real names policy, people would, once they got over their lack of anonymity, you think people would actually enjoy the benefits. And no, people didn't. Well, clearly not enough. More users actually complained and said, we want to be anonymous again. And so Google had to, a few months later, recant. But what happened? Immediately, all the comment sections went to hell. And everything went back to the way it was before and still is today. And again, this gets put down to free speech and my ability to say and do whatever I want on the internet because I can. So if we liken this to the way, in my opinion, that when we were young, our parents forced us to eat broccoli, And, you know, did we like it? No. Was it good for us? Yes. And that's exactly what happened with Google when they forced the real names policy. Things improved. And like when we ate broccoli, we all became big and strong and we were better for it. So did the YouTube comments. But as soon as we started working and started going to McDonald's every day, we got fat and ugly. And that happened to YouTube and basically the internet all over again. We got to say and do whatever we wanted. And the comment section is once again the cesspool it was before. So what can be done about this? Well, the fact that I'm even speaking about this on Social Thursday means that I think it's a social issue. It's our problem, and we need to be policing ourselves in order to not spew hate across the internet. Yes, I do believe tech companies should be providing us with tools and mechanisms to fight against trolling and hate speech online, but by and large, it's something that we need to control. And that we need to be, just knowledgeable about. And the way we speak to people online should be in the same way that we communicate with people in our workplace, at our schools, and with our family. If we're happy to treat people we know personally with respect, why can't we do that online? I personally have been trying to do that, and I don't always succeed. But I think it's best that we take care of this ourselves. No one else is going to fix it. It's the same as pollution in the world. We can't just blame governments and say, oh, they must fix all the pollution and they must fix climate change. No, it requires us as individuals to actually make an effort to change. And that change will then be learned by our children and our friends and family, etc. And at the end of the day, the whole world becomes a better place. Well, that's it, everyone. That's my uneducated view on the world and how it's going wrong thanks to the comment section. If you would like to call in or let me know your perspectives, you can call in via the Anchor app. Or alternatively, you can email me or catch me on Twitter or Google+ via my website at darylgibbs.com. You'll find all my links to my social medias and so on there. And I'll catch all you guys again on Tuesday for Tech Tuesday. Have a good week until then. Bye-bye.